This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome, everybody, to another week of your Q. I'm Shannon Sebastian, your host for today. And so a couple weeks ago, I'm just going to start right out with gratitude. I just want to talk about my gratitude. A couple weeks ago, we had Dr. Powell on the show, and he had said some things about the amount of patients that they had seen in the month of August, and just the amount of work that his staff had done. And it really kind of blew me away, and I shared that on the show and talked about just how staggering that number was, and how appreciative we are to have our local physicians and clinics and people keeping patients out of the hospital and keeping them as healthy as possible and continuing to help people heal who aren't, doing their best or are ill. So I just really, I don't even know how to say it. I'm just so grateful that people listened and that touched them, because they have gone and done above and beyond. For example, Tina Tworsky and Abby Malik yesterday posted a huge banner they had made up with tons of signatures, thanking them for everything that they're doing. And I've seen posters and cards and things being flooded into the local physicians and Evergreen as well. And it just warmed my heart that, you know, when people listen and we talk about, oh, we might have forgot them because we've done amazing, wonderful things for our local hospital, that we picked up where we might have, you know, not noticed that or not thought about that before. So thank you, everybody that pitched in on that, that sent a thank you card or, made a poster. It's just so appreciated. And I think it's so wonderful and shows just really how I always say Douglas County takes care of its own. You guys are amazing. And that really meant a lot to me personally. And I know it had to touch the hearts of the staff and Dr. Powell and Kim and everybody over at Evergreen. So on their behalf, I'll say thank you, but on my behalf, thank you as well. Today, we are going to take a piece out of the queue, which is your educational piece. And I'd like to welcome to the studio Teresa Derby, who is with Atrio Health Plans. And I'm going to give you a little background here on Miss Teresa, if that's okay. Teresa is Atrio's agent manager for Douglas County. She has lived in Oregon all her life. She's not giving up the amount of years that is, everyone. So she has been married to the same terrific man, Matt, for 37 years and have two grown beautiful children. She started working with seniors when she was a teenager at an assisted living facility and still considers herself to be working for seniors some 40 years later. She has been with Atrio for 14 years this month. Happy work anniversary, Teresa.
Thank you.
In her spare time, she loves to travel the back roads in Oregon, boating and fishing. And I know this to be true because it seems like every time I talk to you and it's close to Thursday or Friday, you're like, oh, I can't wait to go fishing or crabbing or something. So I know you love the outdoors and the beauty of Oregon.
Oh, Oregon's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, we are blessed, yeah, for absolute sure. So
totally.
Thank you for being on the show and coming here and, you know, giving us some of the wisdom.
I don't know about that, but
yes.
Well, I thank you for being one of our wonderful agents in this area who really do care for our seniors, who goes above and beyond and does what best for the senior. And that's what we all want here, is to have people who are very smart, knowing what they're doing, but very ethical. And I consider you one of those, Shannon.
Oh, well, bless your heart. You're so sweet. I know that, you know, you've said that to me privately. That was super nice. But I also appreciate it equitably when you've said it in private, that it's really nice to know that when somebody maybe refers somebody to you who could use some help, that it's like, you know, that person's going to do what's in their best interest is a good feeling. So
yes,
I feel that same way with some of my colleagues in town. You know,
it's, yeah, like,
I know I can send them there and they're going to do something right by them. So let's talk a little bit about Atrio, which is funny because I've heard this called, as an agent, I have all these things. I've heard it called so many different things.
Matrio.
Yeah. Atrio.
Atrio.
A couple different things. So
what is Atrio?
Yeah. So tell us how let's go to the beginning. Let's go back.
Way back.
Way back.
A few years before me.
So tell us how Atrio Health Plans all started, and then we're going to talk about where we're at now.
Oh, I love talking about that. Atrio Health Plans was established in actually 2004, about 3 years before I started with them. And it was started with three physician groups. And physician groups, when I say that, they're all doctors that they have their own association. And so they started up Atrio Health Plans. And right here in Douglas County. So we truly are an Oregon-based company. But since then, we have over 20,000 members. And those counties we serve, in other words, you got to live in that county, is Douglas, Josephine, Jackson, Klamath, Marin, and Polk counties. And we work closely with the local providers of care to improve those health outcomes for our members and communities we serve. So that's the basic of where we've started, and where we're going in the future is pretty exciting also.
Really, it's a prideful thing, I mean, for all of us, I think, to be like, this is its roots.
Yeah. Douglas County really is one of the main counties that started.
Mm-hmm. And that's just so amazing to just think, you know, this is where it all started. One of the places that it all started.
Right.
Grateful to the Douglas County Individual Practitioners Association, who's got us kicked off with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back in the day. How come 2004 just seems like not that long ago?
Okay. Right. I can't believe I've been with the company 14 years, you know. It's like, and it's been an awesome ride. I have learned so much. I did PNC. I'm an insurance agent before, and got my health license, and I started over in customer service, answering those phone calls and being able to specialize in Medicare insurance. And for my brain, that was good. Medicare is very complicated. You're always learning, so you're actively engaged with Medicare because that's the government for you, changing things. What are the rules? What's Part A? So for me, it's been a wonderful ride to come up through the different departments, watch the company grow and by leaps and bounds, and just taking that pride. We're an Oregon-based country with our company that has worldwide benefits. And so we were joking before about the rumor that, you know, some of the horrible rumors, well, you only cover Douglas County. No. And we do work 12 months out of the year, not three. And and the best part about Atrio is we have our local office. How often do you have an insurance company right here at your door?
You know, the funny thing is, we were talking before the show, and I said, it's funny, I had jotted down some commonly asked questions that I get by clients that I'm always talking about, and today I saw several before coming here, and so I wrote down some of those questions because I was like, oh yes, I get asked that all the time. And so one of them was, can I get see a provider outside of Douglas County, because I was told I had to stay here. And I call it my urban legend. I'm like, oh, that's an urban legend.
And right.
So thank you for putting that, clearing that up and putting that to bed, because it's like, no, it's worldwide coverage. You're traveling. You have something urgent and emergent. It's like, you're there to take care of them.
Right.
So.
Because unfortunately, we can't put our primary care doctor in our backseat when we're on that road trip.
That's a vision. That's a mental picture.
No, I don't think I want my doctor in the backseat.
So, tell me about, like, what's Atrio's mission statement? What's your premise? People ask me, not necessarily in that many words, but they're like, what's this company stand for, or what do they care about?
Well, our purpose for being is to improve the health outcomes of the members and our communities we serve. So our goal is to combine the agents and the doctors and the case managers and nurses all together for that member to help them. So we have care plans. We've contracted with P3 to make sure that nurses are calling out. You can have an individual care plan. They'll give you a call right off the bat when you join us. And they'll do that specialized care. We're not taken away from the doctor. We're adding to it. So when we do a care plan, your primary care gets all the information also. So we're working with together with the agents who call in and say, hey, I have a member that needs a wheelchair. How do I go about doing this? And, you know, we just take those extra steps all the way around to bring it all together around that member to help them with their health outcomes, because we want to live long, healthy lives to be able to keep doing the fun things.
Absolutely. Keep everybody healthy and active and out there.
Right.
One of the things, I'm going to go back in the day, I had a client who, you know, I'd say was a high expenditure person. And we had this wonderful thing, like a concierge type of individual back in the day. I'm dating myself. But now it feels like almost everybody is of that concierge level when I call over there with customer care. It's not like you get that one person that gives you this really attentive care and jumps on board to help as a teammate. It's a multitude, or whoever answers the phone. So from me to you, I'm super appreciative for that. And I actually got called in the other day and got a young man I had never spoken with before. And phenomenal. I mean, really talk about above and beyond. This guy helped so much with what my issue was. And I later I said, how do I pass this up the food chain? Because I thought that was really important. And
thank you for that. Because a lot of times customer service, they'll hear the negative, but we don't always have people calling back and saying, hey, I really appreciate that. So thank you for doing that. Because when you're getting all these calls, you know, and some of them are heart-wrenching, it starts wearing you down. And it's so nice to have a friendly voice knowing that, hey, I really did do help today. I really helped somebody. And that's the goal of Atrio. And that's part of the reason why we've expanded some of our market. It's kind of fun saying that, you know, we've started in Oregon, but some of our expansion markets are in Nevada, which is so exciting, and Tennessee and Louisiana. And in those expansion states, they're actually modeling our care that we started here in Oregon. So they're like, Reno has its own little office. That's just an example. We have the local office, the walk-in office for the customer service. So you can go in and ask your question, things like that. And I'm just so excited about this company and seeing the growth this year. I'm beside myself, really. And I can say that after 14 years that this year is phenomenal, the things they've added. I've been asking, can you add this, please? I want to add this. And they were able to push it through and get it amazing, which we'll talk later about some of the amazing things they've added to our plans. I'm just so excited about.
One of the things that we talked about earlier was the fact that it is expanding. And I do want to touch on that a little bit more, because I'm really proud that we're the legacy. And I think I need a t-shirt for that. But we're going to talk more specifics and more with Atrio just after a bit. We're going to take a break and be back in just a moment. This is Shannon Sebastian on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your Q. I'm Shannon Sebastian, your host, and in the studio with me today is Teresa Derby with Atrio Health Plans, and we're excited to have you here doing our educational piece, because it is that time of year.
Yeah.
We didn't even mention that yet. It is that time of year.
Oh, my goodness. Yep.
So when Dr. Powell was on the show, we was talking a little bit. I'm like, I can't talk about that. I'm a licensed agent until October 1st. But now we're in the time where we can talk about things. And then, of course, plans, selections, and changes. It's October 15th through December 7th. So it's that time of year to start thinking about your 2022 choice. So, Teresa, we talked about how Atrio got started and everything like that. But can you tell the listeners what a Medicare Advantage plan is? I think there's confusion between supplements and Advantage plans?
Sure. Medicare Advantage plans was started originally by Medicare. And they are individual or private insurance companies that actually contract with Medicare. So in that contract, of course, they have to cover everything that Medicare covers. They cover Part A, your hospital, Part B, professional services, Part D, drug. We're actually considered Part C, and that's the classification for Medicare Advantage plans. Back way before when they started Medicare and put these plans on, they were called Medicare Choice. But they're called Medicare Advantage plans, Part C.
Well, because there's advantages.
There is advantages. Typically, we're going to cover more benefits than original Medicare. If you want a drug plan, it's included in the plan. So it puts all of your choices all into one plan for you. So you don't have to have Medicare and then go over to XYZ insurance company and purchase that one to cover what Medicare doesn't, and then buy another insurance just for your drug. That's three insurances there. Well, you can have a Medicare Advantage plan put all into one plan for you. So you got ease of use, one company you're working with, one card usually. You know, it helps you through it all.
And there's so exciting to talk about all the perks, bells, and whistles this year. So let's dive into that a little bit.
Okay.
So in 2020, okay, one of the questions I've been asked for years, so this is why I'm excited about it, is like, okay, I've made my Advantage. Well, what about dental? And if anybody listened to the show a few weeks ago, they know I went off for a short little snippet and a tangent on what I think about these Medicare commercials. That feeling has not changed at all, at all. But I've done quite a few of my calls, in this last few days. And I find that some of my clients share my disdain for those commercials. But what they talked about in those commercials were some things that we didn't have available to us in Douglas County at that time.
Right.
Yeah. But that's to change.
That is big time change. So original Medicare only covered your hospital, that Part A that you worked all your life and you paid into. And then you turned 65 and I got to start paying that $148 premium for my Part B now. What? And you mean I have to pay a copay and a deductible? Mm-hmm. And then you have a toothache and you go to the dentist and it's like, what do you mean I don't cover much dental? They hardly cover anything except for a certain code, which is replacement of the jaw for that tooth. So if you don't have that certain kind of disease, oh my goodness. So Medicare Advantage plans are able to and try to every year put in to Medicare to cover different benefits. And as we all have learned throughout the years, that your teeth are vital to your health, directly into your heart, right? So, and I'm not a medical doctor, so I'm not, you know, forgive me, Dr. Powell, if I said something malign here.
Yeah.
But
all the dentists preach that too, though. Yeah. It's like your mouth is your health.
It's your health. Keep it healthy. So, yeah, we were able to this year expand our benefits for the 2022. And a lot of excitement about that because we've already, you know, let our members know the annual notice of change and they saw good changes in that. They're like, what? Because we added comprehensive preventative dental. What? To a certain amount. So I'm just so excited about that. You can go to the dentist if you're choosing, get done what you need up to that certain amount. It's gonna help the pocketbook. You can get those routine. What's preventative? That's getting your teeth cleaned, fluoride, x-ray. And then the comprehensive can cover everything from getting a tooth pulled to a crown and maybe dentures.
Yes.
Dentures? What's that?
It's so expensive have your own just dental plan. So to have that encompassed in your plans now is just
Most of them
phenomenal.
Is a higher premium, around 50-something. You have a high deductible, and then they're only going to pay out for that year a flat amount. So with this, it's just a certain amount you get. You don't have to reach a deductible, any of that weird stuff, or pay that extra premiums. So, yeah, we've included our supplemental benefits on all of our PPO plans this year. And PPO means preferred provider organization. So you can go in-network or out-of-network with these. And some of those extra benefits, since we're talking about that, is like vision, comprehensive vision. You're going to get that annual vision. checkup. So disease check of the eye, but also the routine vision. So if you're like me and you need trifocals, you're going to need a special prescription, then you can get that covered. You're also going to be able to, if you're one like some of my coworkers, they have contacts. Well, that takes a different kind of measuring of the eye and all that. Mm-hmm. You can get that done, and there's an allowance for contacts. Routine hearing, and more than that, there's a provision there that I'm just hitting. You better check us out. And then the fitness programs, we made it easier on our members. No reimbursements. You have a card that for the dental and for the fitness club, and you just use it up to a certain amount. It's like a little Visa. And it only works for certain gyms, like YMCA. We know that's here, Planet Fitness. All, you know, the local gyms are public to people, or to the provider you want. So we made it real easy instead of having to do a reimbursement form. So it's like they were thinking and listening to you agents. So, yeah, very excited about the extras that we have. But let's talk about our network. And I can go on and on. You'll have to cut me off.
No,
I love
A-Trail.
Yeah. But in-network means who we're contracted with. And we have the majority of Douglas County wrapped up, even all the way to Reed Sports. So that's pretty good. But you always want to check the provider directory. We find doctors as they get credentialed. That means contracted with us and get through all the bells and whistles that are in our plan. So the provider directory gets updated every month. But something people don't realize that we also have Peace Health Doctor Association up in Lane County, Riverbend Hospital, Sacred Heart is all in network, which really helps because Mercy a lot of times flies people up there to Riverbend Hospital. They do a lot of the heart stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then, of course, our other networks is we have a network in Marion and Polk counties up in Salem. We have OHSU contracted in our network, which is a huge thing. We also have Josephine County, Jackson County, and Klamath Falls. So we have a good network here in Oregon. And so if you need to have a hip surgery, you don't have to just go up north. You can go down south. There's some amazing doctors down there.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
there is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had quite a few number of clients that go down there.
Well, and next year you can go to Reno, Nevada and have fun and get your knee replaced, right? Because we're going to be there too.
I don't think the knee replacement sounds like a good time
not
or fun.
A good thing, no.
I don't think that goes together. So one of the things that with COVID, and hate to bring that up again, but or people having the hip surgeries or the knee replacements or whatever, it's like they go home and they're struggling or maybe having a hard time getting around. One of the really neat things is the meal plan that people can have post-surgery that helps out with some meals during their time of recovery so that they're just focusing on their recovering and healing and, you know, getting back to their active lifestyle, hopefully. And I think that that's a benefit that I'm really excited to see if, you know, I don't want my clients to have to need it.
No.
But we know somebody is going to have to. And
there's a lot of seniors out there who are by themselves.
Right.
And it's a qualifying event. You know, you had something major in the hospital, such as COVID, you know, and you don't need skilled nursing. You go home. Well, there is home health, which is like part-time skilled nursing is a qualifier, but your provider works through this. But also, this is where P3, our case management, kicks in. And they're going to be calling, trying to figure out what's best for you, see what you need, help you. They're going to probably help through that, getting that mom's meals, it's called. It's two meals a day up to 14 days. And what's really cool is you can freeze them, put them in your refrigerator. If you have a chronic disease, they're going to create that meal that's healthy for you. And if you're like me, I wish it was for working folk because at night at 5 o'clock, what am I going to eat?
I just think that, you know, one of your plans, I know you have a multitude of plans.
Yes, we do.
But one of them is the zero premium, which is going to be.
It's called Choice RX this year.
For 2022.
We went to meets.
Oh, that's
thank you, Kelsey
funny.
Wood.
Oh, so
instead of precious
I'm
metals,
so
they just
that's
changed
hilarious.
The names, but it's the same contract number. The 000 plan, Choice RX. You can have it with or without the drug plan because we have a lot of veterans here who get their prescription drugs through the VA. So,
and the reason why I wanted to bring that up and touch on it is because that's one of my commonly asked questions. Mm-hmm. How can how can I get a plan for zero premium? That's mind blown, because we're in those generations where we're told you get what you pay for and you don't get anything for free. Well, that's why they're not called free. They're called zero premium for a purpose.
Yeah.
So I know I explain that to my clients, but I don't know if you want to chime in on that. Because I feel that that's important, because that's like a little red flag to some people that gives them a little bit of hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's true. And I get that question all the time. I think everybody does. So some of your Part B premium that you're paying Medicare is going out to the Medicare Advantage plan. And then it's a complicated process between actuaries and us every year with the bid. And then with Atrio, our owners, as you would say, we have an investment firm, and we have even Cascade Comprehensive, our part owners in Klamath Falls still, that doctor association. They really heavily invested in Atrio. They saw the need for us. They want us to grow. And so they did. They've invested in it so we can do that. Some of them, you know, that triple zero, as you see, or bigger mm-hmm. and better benefits, you know, zero premium, zero medical deductible, zero primary care in-network. So you can go see your doctor when you're not feeling too good. Low copay for urgent care, and it doesn't matter whether you're in or out, and it's worldwide service. So that's a huge thing, because if you can't get into your primary, then you try the urgent care. Mm-hmm. And we got lots of them here, right? And then, you know, life or death, that's an emergency room, which is just a flat copay in or out of network. It doesn't matter. And again, that's worldwide service for you. So to cover those things, you need.
Yeah, so. I think that the zero premium, to be able to get that, to have that, I mean, it is mind-blowing for mm-hmm. them. And I have a funny story, because, you know, I started with at the agency. I changed agencies a year ago and have been at Premier for about that long.
Oh, my goodness. Time's
a year long. Already. And so the funny thing about that is they're all property and casualty. And then when I came in, I'm the little health person. And so when Alan saw the triple zero last year, mm-hmm. he was mind blown. And it's like, even though, you know, he's still in his 30s, you owe me big time for that one. he was like, man, it makes you want to get to 65 to have these wonderful plans. Like, he's just like, this is incredible. Like, he knows what he pays a month for his coverage. A lot of us know what we're paying, for our health plans.
Yeah,
with big deductibles and still paying out a lot. So it is kind of unbelievable. I do get that, and I understand that, and I share their sentiment when they say that. But yeah, when you explain mm-hmm. it's like, it's not free. You've paid in all these years to your B.
Right.
You've also still are continuing to pay your, you know, 148.50 or whatever, and so that's how.
Well, and the model of insurance is you have, you know, well, you pay everybody pays into that bucket, and only few use it. Well, how does that work with a zero premium plan? You know, so it is confusing. But we have other plans, and also we have reserves. I believe they're over a third of the amount what the Oregon Insurance Commissioner requires for us for reserves. So we're always making sure we're ready.
Yeah,
we're ready to pay, and we've heard good stories.
Yeah. Well, we are going to take yet another break, and we will be right back with you in just a couple moments. So let's take a big break, return with your cue, just a couple minutes.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right. We're back after that quick break here. This is Shannon Sebastian. We have Teresa Derby from Atrio Health Plans in here with me talking Medicare and all things wonderful about that. So one of the things we've talked about, how it started, why it came to be, the expansions, the triple zero, because to me
the triple zero,
that's like boom.
That's like very just, good, very yeah. good. But we have two other plans on the PP. We actually have five plans: three with the Part D, two without, and then we have our special needs plan called a DSNP. And those are for people who have Medicare and Medicaid full qualification. And on that plan, I'm very excited about the changes. And the way it works, if you qualify, is you have full Medicaid and Medicare. It's a zero premium plan. Usually they have very low income because the state, Oregon Health Plan, Medicaid has qualified them for it. So the plan couples together. They just use one card. We have souped up, I like to say souped up, case managers or care analysis to help them, along with their lower drug pays that's automatically put into the plan. But they're going to get that over-the-counter prescription, over-the-counter drug. Which, what does that mean? That means on all of our plans, we've added that benefit. And I think I forgot to mention
Yeah, we did. I just realized
Oh,
that.
My gosh. You get sent a catalog. Everybody's going to get sent a catalog and stuff. And it's like, I don't know if you've gone to Walgreens or Rite Aid, any drugstore, for those needed toothbrushes, toothpaste, Depends, you know, all the stuff
aspirin
you might need. Aspirin.
For our body aches.
You know, stuff that Part D doesn't cover. Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I bought three things. I spent $96 right off the bat. And it was like, ouch, you know, you start doing that a lot and it hurts, right? Well, we've added this option to all of our plans. And on the special needs plan, we really bumped that up because they're very low income. So we're really out there to help our members get those necessary things. It's a real easy way to do it. The catalog gets mailed. You can call Adriel, hey, I want this. You get an allotment added to the plan every quarter. It just pops in with that allotment amount that you can get. And for some people who are having to buy those necessities, that's really going to help. I'd rather you buy some food than having to go buy toothpaste, for example. Cheap example, but you know what I mean? It just makes
absolutely
a difference. So
absolutely.
We really added that, and I'm thrilled about it.
And again, another one of the bells and whistles and perks. So
yes.
When you do this for a while, there's not many things that get you too terribly excited. You're like, okay, what are the changes? And we go through all the classes and we do all the certifications and the training. And it's a lot.
It is.
And
a whole mouthful.
It's a lot. Yeah. Then it's like you see the plans come out this year and it's like, wow, this is really exciting. Like, I just feel like I'm not being the bearer of bad news.
Right.
For...
We didn't do just one change. Yeah. I mean, we just added so many supplements. The members are going, what? It's like,
Exactly.
You're going to get some good stuff next year. Yeah, that's right. You know, you're going to be able to go buy those glasses. Yeah. Go for it.
Absolutely.
You know, the things you need.
So the calls to the clients, because I call my clients every single year and touch base with them. Mm-hmm. How are you, you know, if I haven't seen them, you know, and when the plans come out after October 1st, how are you doing? You know, how did the plan work for you last year? Or, you know, any new medications we need to check, change?
Absolutely.
You know, so I do a client review on a plan review with my clients.
Good agents
year.
Do.
Thank
yeah.
you. So I, you know, have started those calls, as I said, and it's been kind of fun to have those fun reactions. And so it's made really my days so far go by so much faster, because when you know you're dialing the phone and having to tell somebody, okay, this is bad, this happened or this change or whatever. And I know I'm not going to have to do that at all this year. So I'm super excited.
Yeah.
So we've said lots of good things.
Mm-hmm.
Spilled the beans on the perks, bells and whistles, and the enhanced extra benefits.
Yep.
So Teresa, tell us, how do you're having meetings? Let's talk about some sales meetings.
So with the COVID era, how do you do meetings, you know? And so with Atrail, we're prepared for everything. So basically we made our virtual meetings. So that's one way to go about it. Teams, Zoom meetings. And we have some sales meetings coming up. We've had member meetings. My last one's Monday. And I have two virtuals before that. Virtual means you go online, do a Zoom meeting. And so you do it out of the comfort of your home. So we have those for our enrollment education. So, and Shannon, you're doing my first one. You and Sheila Mefford are going to be over at the Events Center on Edenbauer.
Yay.
And I got to say where that is, because people get so confused.
Edenbauer, it is confusing.
It is. So Edenbauer ends at Stevens on the way to Costco.
Yes.
And it's the old realtor building, and they have a wonderful facility. It's called the RLS Event Center. And at the bottom floor, there's an elevator there. You can walk around and you can get into it. And it sits about 65 But we got to require spacing for COVID and all that. So I'm thinking about 50. We've been out there measuring, you know, make sure 6 feet apart and all that. But so we have live meetings. They haven't been shut down. So we have those listed on our website. But our first one starts off again, October 15th at 3 o'clock.
Oh, we are the first.
You are. And I've done all those meetings at 3 o'clock to make it easy. And check our website. You can find a meeting at atriohp.com. You can go on there and find where all the local meetings are. Yeah.
So. I always like to comment when somebody's website, when they come on the show, is user-friendly. So I appreciate that your website's user-friendly, and pass that on to whoever is right person to pass it on
to.
I do. Oh, kudos, Sarah. I love when it's just clean and easy and simple, and it's not bogged down or too complex or whatever, because I hate to send people then to a website that's like that. So it's very user-friendly, and so I appreciate that. So don't feel like it would be difficult to find the information that we've given you today. There's plan designs, there's meetings. It will tell you anything on their website.
Yeah, we work with our agents, as you know.
Absolutely.
And so call in and say, I want an appointment with an agent. We're going to get you to a local agent here, right here in Douglas County, which is really nice. I really appreciate Atrial has always done that. There's always agents coming in, but we got so many wonderful agents like you, Shannon.
Well,
they're right here where you can just, it's not over the phone, so you have that option. Or if you're pretty Medicare savvy, there's a few out there. You can enroll online, of course. You can call, enroll by phone, you know, if you know what you want. A lot of people don't. They want to go over that. And that's where an agent comes in, because you know how to look up prescription drugs. You're going to see that Atrial is phenomenal in our drug formulary, so you'll be able to do that. Or, you know, we still have the old-fashioned paper in our kits. We'll mail to you. You can always mail that in. So there's all sorts of options that we can do. So, yes.
Yes, you can do paper.
Yeah, and you can come to my office. I have a few local agents just sitting in there babysitting, so I can actually get work done.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
So I know, for example, today I had a phone call, and I spoke to a wonderful, nice lady, and she was very grateful the fact that, you know, we all know that you are getting inundated with these phone calls. And so the quickest, easiest way, like I explained, is come sit in my office. Come sit with me. Mm-hmm. I can talk to you about it all. We can knock it out in one to two times, you know, depending on if you need some time to think about things. And ignore all of that. You don't have to take those phone calls. You don't even have to answer them. And you surely don't and should not give anybody your private information.
I was going to say that is a huge thing. People, agents shouldn't be cold calling. There's been some permission somewhere, whether it's a card or not. If you have somebody really trying to push you, don't give out your Medicare number. It's amazing how another company is enrolling people that way. And that shouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
You have to tell us specifically, I want this plan, like the Choice RX, enroll me now. And that's what's going to happen with the agents. They're going to really be your advocate. And I love working with agents. It's the best thing, because you really are the advocate. You're the second person you can help to do if you need to look up drugs, get an exception, do an appeal, all those things that we know about that seniors and members don't know. There's these extra steps to help you along the way.
And I think that, you know what, again, it's like, why would you call, back to my rants about these commercials, why would you call somebody? I know, you know, because you maybe not want to leave your, oh boy, that really was a topic of conversation. I'm like, take them out of the Hall of Fame. But
keeping football.
Yeah. And we joked, this literally was a phone call today. We joked about how the guy, oh, I can't think of his name. But anyway.
It's probably
is one of them. It was funny, because I'm like, why would any company pick this person as their spokesperson? Because they're just known for being silly and goofy, you know, not serious or not whatever. So anyway, I was like, I don't even understand how that person is one of the people.
Right.
But anyway, the sports guys, it's like, stick to football and newscasting. Leave the Medicare to the local agents in whatever area you're in. Call us. We'll sit down with you. I know at my office, my clients love to come in because we have Jax, the office dog.
Oh, yeah.
And they love to see Jax. And they also know that I'm calling every year. So it's like, right. You can come have an appointment in my office. And you know that next year when you get that big packet, I'm going to be calling you right. and going over it with you. So you don't have to read the whole 100 pages or 20 pages or whatever. Everybody's packets are different. Mm-hmm. So we could go through it together and hit the highlights and the changes.
If you're like me, I don't remember what my policy has. So mid-year, I might call. If I have an incident and I'm in the hospital, mm-hmm. you can call that agent and they're going to say, oh, with atrial, you're covered. Inpatient acute. Oh, it's flat copay.
Right.
You know, things like that. They're going to remind you.
What's right on the top of our
head. Okay, that bill there might be $20,000 from the hospital is only going to cost XYZ. Yes, I can live another day. You know, I can do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take our last break for the day, and then we'll be back and talk a little bit more. This is Shannon Sebastian with Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Oh, my goodness. So we are back, and we've been talking Medicare all this time. This is what I do this time of year. This is what you do this time of year. Yep. But anyway, everybody, thank you for listening. It's been kind of fun and already hearing people give us little snippets about, yeah, I get these calls all the time, and yeah, mm-hmm. and it's like, ugh. It just frustrates me because I feel like, we need to protect our senior citizens, and,
absolutely.
You know, and some of them are so vulnerable living home alone and right. being extra trusting, and so it's like, if we gave you great information, we gave you the wonderful, exciting plan, some of the plan details for 2022 for Atrio, but we just did snippets, so definitely check out the website and or call my office. I'd love to talk with you at Premier Insurance. Ask for Shannon, and our number is 541-672-9414. Love to sit down with you or attend our upcoming meeting. Sheila and I are doing October 15th, and then there's more listed on the website. I definitely don't do them all, so there's all kinds of them out there in the world. Yep. I just know I've got that one.
Yeah, we're even Emory's Port this year.
Yes, and so we'd be happy to see you there. We do go more in depth a little bit in those
yes.
seminars as far
yes.
as the basics, the Medicare 101. Mm-hmm. We didn't really talk a ton about A's and B's. We did some. Mm-hmm.
We do a little bit in those. We also have new to Medicare classes, so check the website out, and that's purely educational. And I foresee some more in the future as we're allowed to be out there more.
Right. I think even the knowledge of what everything is also really helpful in helping you make your decision.
Absolutely.
And knowing, well, who pays this or who pays what, because it really is confusing. I know today in the conversations that I had, they were confused, like, well, how come this one's not getting paid or this one gets paid? Or mm-hmm. So being able to have that agent in front of you that's going to explain those and break those down. And a lot of them are myths and urban legends, truthfully.
Yeah.
And so to dispel those is also super, super helpful, because some people purposely haven't done something because they were told umpteen years ago, this is the plan that you need to have. Never give this up. This is the best thing ever. And it's like,
but I can't afford it.
I think I've been guilty. I think I was that person like 14 years ago where I was like, boy, that's a really good plan. I don't know if I would ever give that up. And now I see the detriment when some people are coming in and they haven't done that yearly review.
Right.
Of, wow, you've paid out over almost $40,000 in premiums in the last year.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, not last year, last, you know, decade. And so it's like, wow, that's a lot. So,
and you want to find a substantial plan like Atrio that we're here to stay, we're here to grow, we're here for you. Member comes first, and we really work hard on that. And we understand if you get disgruntled or you get frustrated, part of it is the not understanding, right? That's when you always get, what do you mean this isn't this or this, you know? So it's really good to have you guys as agents there, but also a local office that we're over across from the airport on aviation that our members can go to and talk to. And we're right here. You don't have to wait on the phone forever, but you can call the 877-672-8620 if you need to, or you can go to the office Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And we do have lunch at noon. Just give me a heads up.
Yes. I do know that now. And I think that one of the important things is oftentimes, you know, I have family members that are very hard of hearing.
Yes.
And so even doing anything on the phone is a challenge. So to know that you have a local agent or a local office to go to, right, and to be able to sit down where you can communicate the fact that you are struggling to hear, or maybe it's in an environment that makes it easier for you to hear, that's actually, you know, just a really, you know, positive thing. And you can't do that if you're reliant solely on a toll-free number for you to get your customer service. So Thank you again, Teresa, for being here today and telling us about the company from start to finish. Thank you for being somebody that I've been able and blessed to work with for, you know, pretty much the last 14 years. It's been a
while.
Since 1922,
wasn't it?
Oh, hey now. So,
yeah, it's been great. It's really been great working together and growing together. And it, you know, we both love it. Yeah. Still, isn't that amazing?
I know, but people think that makes me weird because I am so passionate about Medicare, passionate about educating and taking care of our seniors, you know, in like their family. And that's what my clients always tell people. Shannon will take care of you like your family. And that's actually my motto, and what I pride myself on is I want to treat somebody the way I would want my mother treated or my grandmother treated or my aunt and uncle treated.
You're actually a health advisor, and a financial advisor. Because, those costs aren't cheap out there. Right. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for being here so much. Thanks. We missed Paul. He was out sick. We lost him today. He was going to be with us. So, hi, Paul. But that's it for us today here on Your Q with Shannon Sebastian. Again, send us your ideas at yourq@bciradio.com. And we would love to hear from you. So, give me a call at the office too. Shannon Sebastian, Premier Insurance, 541-672-9414. Thanks and have a great week.